Okay, I'm speaking with Ayman McCann in Tripoli, northern Lebanon. Ayman and many other members of the Derry Anti-War Coalition have spent the last couple of days visiting southern Lebanon, villages and refugee camps which were destroyed by the Israeli incursion this time last year. And now Ayman and his comrades have come to protest outside the United Nations building here in Tripoli, in defense of civilians in Nahr el-Bared. Ayman, maybe you can explain a little bit about why you've come to Lebanon this week specifically, and also about the commemoration services that took place in southern Lebanon earlier this week.
Well, we came here specifically in the first instance to protest against the bombing of Cana by the Israelis last year. It was one of a number of bombings, and so along the southern Lebanese border of villages, in which 4,000 civilian people were killed in the space of a month, while Tony Blair and George Bush refused adamantly even to call for a ceasefire, never mind to take the humanitarian side. One of those bombs, the bomb that fell in Cana and killed 27 people, the majority of them children, had been manufactured by the Raytheon company, and Raytheon is a factory in Derry, and we took an action at the Raytheon factory, destroying some of their computer equipment in protest against the Cana bombing. And it seemed appropriate, having done that, for us to come out here and to go to Cana and to talk to local people and to see for ourselves and to feel for ourselves what the result of that bombing had been. Now, the reason why we are here, sort of in North